This is the Straight Truth Podcast, biblical answers to difficult questions from a Christian worldview.
All right, Pastor, this next question actually comes in from a listener. And they ask, how do you balance extracurricular things like sports, hunting, dance, and involvement in serving the church? So what do you tell a church member who's gone maybe much of the spring and summer driving their kids to baseball tournaments or dance recitals or what have you? Obviously, there's an element of these things that are always good, and but when do they become sinful? Or do they even become sinful at all?
Yeah, they become sinful when we ignore the clear mandates of Scripture. That would be the first thing that I think about. So you always, in the realm of matters of liberty, in the realm of matters of judgment, you always begin with the things that are non-negotiable and fixed, and then you move from those things out to the other questions and begin to grapple with what makes these things healthy for me or unhealthy for me. So I always want to begin with the things that are fixed. And what we see fixed in the Scriptures would be the regular gathering of God's people on the Lord's Day for worship. So we're exhorted in the book of Hebrews not to forsake the assembling of ourselves, our gatherings together. He says, which is the manner of some, but exhort each other all the more as we see the day approaching. So clearly there in Hebrews 10, we're exhorted that when the church gathers, we should be there. We should be there. And that should be the clear pattern of any believer. You know, do believers leave and go on vacation? Yes, they do. Are there occasional things that call us away from an evening service, for example, that are rare in our ways of life? Those things happen, but the clear pattern of our lives should be faithfulness to the Lord's church whenever it gathers. So, and that even comes into play when it comes to the decision you make as to joining a church. You know, if you join a church that gathers three times a week, you ought to be faithful to those gatherings three times a week. If your church gathers twice a week, you got to be faithful to those gatherings twice a week. Be faithful to the congregation you belong to when it comes to its worship, its corporate worship gatherings. So that there's a non-negotiable, a clear standard that I begin with in my thinking about extracurriculars. Beyond that, we still need to think about our values. So what is most important to me, because the question had to do with things like sports, and so I'm going to think now in terms of our children. What is most important to me when it comes to my children? The answer to that must be, according to Scripture, should be their soul. Right? There's nothing more important than the condition of their soul. There's nothing more important to me than their spiritual well-being. So at any point where extracurriculars begin to become more important to me than the spiritual well-being of my child, there is something drastically out of order. You know, baseball should not mean more to me, for example, than my son's spiritual condition. And fill in the blank with any other extracurricular you want to mention. So I'm thinking about 3 John. I'm thinking about John writing to his beloved friend Gaius, and I think about what he says there. He says, the elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health just as your soul prospers. So I hope that you're as healthy physically as you are spiritually. What mattered most to John was that his friend was healthy in the realm of his soul. Next verse, for I was very glad when brethren came and testified to your truth, that is how you're walking in truth. And then he says this, I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth. Now that's true of John with a spiritual child, Gaius. That should be true of us as parents when we think about our children, that there's no greater joy that I know as a father, for example, than when I know my children are walking in the truth. So when I think about all these extracurriculars, I need to ask, am I violating the non-negotiables? That's step one. Am I missing worship gatherings on behalf of this extracurricular? That's a problem. But even if I can say, no, we're there for the gathering of the Lord's church, there's this additional question. Are we pursuing this in a way that is becoming unhealthy for my child spiritually? And if we are, you know, he has no time. We have virtually no time for family devotions. He has no time just to spend friendship time with his Christian friends. we don't have time for family, maybe even extended family like we want to, grandparents, all the rest, because we're always constantly busy with all these activities. Is this encroaching upon what makes for spiritual health in the life of my child? If so, then that's a problem, even if I'm faithful to all the gatherings of the church.
That's so hard. That's such a hard place to get to, though. Like you, what you just described.
Yeah.
I feel like I have rarely seen someone come to a sort of a self-actualization of that particular problem. It's always somebody else telling them that. It's a wife telling them that, or somebody in the church, a pastor who has concerns, saying, listen, this is unhealthy for you.
That's spot on, Josh. Yeah. And why is that? Why do we think that this is usually something that has to be pointed out by someone else?
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of that would get to another category, and that is temporal things versus eternal things, which really belongs to, you know, the second point we brought up. But it is something to think about. There's this belief that somehow my child is missing out if they're not involved in all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And almost always, when you talk about sports, the belief that somehow they're going to achieve something through this that they otherwise will not achieve. All right. So what are we trying to achieve? Is it a starting spot on the high school team?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a scholarship at the college level? Is it, even though it's extremely rare, maybe they'll play professional football or professional basketball or professional baseball? If you talk about other things like gymnastics, is there some sort of Olympic aspiration?
Mm-hmm.
I have two thoughts about all those things. One, those temporal desires rarely come true, even after you have pursued all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Rarely do they come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
But second, even if you get those things, you know, you get the high school starting spot, you get the college scholarship, even if you end up in the professional ranks, if your child has suffered spiritually as a result of that pursuit, as a true believer, you will be tragically saddened and disappointed by the ultimate outcome of that.
Yeah.
So I think the reason why it usually is not something that's self-actualization, someone else comes, is because these aspirations that we have in our hearts that are so temporally driven, we've lost sight of the eternal. Mm-hmm. Our focus is on the temporal, which is not how we're meant to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't look at the things which are seen, but the things which are unseen, because the things which are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Can we fix our eyes on the eternal? I'll never forget, years ago, out on a flag football field, having fun with church members, playing flag football. My youngest son at the time is there by my side. He may have been 9 years old, 10 years old. And there's this guy dominating on the flag football field. He's faster than everyone else. He's more elusive than everyone else. He's a great athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember taking it as a teaching opportunity. I said to my son, I said, do you see that guy? He said, yeah. I said, do you know he was a Division I sprinter at Northwestern? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to my son, what's he doing right now?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he's playing flag football with us. I said, yeah. And you need to remember that. You know, we all end up at the same place. Even if you go on to be a professional, one day your career's over.
Yeah,
now we all end up in the same place.
Mm.
And if you have invested in the temporal and ignored the eternal, you will be impoverished for it.
Mm.
And so if we as parents can remember that what matters is what is going to last for forever, now we can put these extracurriculars in their proper place. And if you end up achieving something and you did it the right way, there can be joy in that.
Sure, absolutely.
But if you end up achieving something and you did it the wrong way, there will be a great sense of sadness and loss.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways how you can help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can go to our website and find out ways to do that, straighttruth.net. At that website, you'll also find links to all of our previous episodes and our social media channels, so be sure to check it out. Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.